guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine.
Morena, Rachel. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm good.
Now, unsurprisingly, we've got quite a few questions about sick leave coming in light of recent events in the last week. So we will start with that. Of course, there's been quite a bit of discussion in the media as well around the role of if you call in sick, what actually is the responsibility of your employer or your managers to, find cover for you. So how would you navigate this if you're not actually part of a union and you're a bit worried about putting your job at risk if your manager or your boss insists you come in when you're ill?
That's a really good question, and I understand that people are scared, especially when you don't have that kind of support behind you, like that a union would provide, or just anything really. But the truth is, like, we kind of you have the law on your side, and you have every right to refuse to come into work when you're sick. If there is any kind of retaliation or disciplinary action that comes from that, or you're disadvantaged in any way, if you were to approach, as I said, a community law centre or even a union, you would get support. So I think it's a matter of workers actually just being brave and standing up for ourselves when these situations arise, because we all kind of set the standard. So if everybody refuses, at a workplace, if no one allows that kind of standard to slip, then that's where your strength will come from. If everybody kind of sticks to those mandatory minimums, it is like a very basic legal obligation. So to answer your question, it does happen, and I know it happens. I've worked in retail. I know what it's like. It's really scary. But the truth is, like, any kind of action an employer would, if an employer took any kind of action against you for wanting to stay home when you're sick and keeping people safe, the law is on your side, and there is resources and help available to you. So I would be really surprised, even if you just make it clear to the manager that actually this is the law, you're sick and you're going to be staying home, if you kind of make it clear that you do know your rights, I think that's quite a powerful thing, and it will sort of probably stop them from messing with you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So just being aware of what your rights are and being clear to your manager that you do know your rights.
In kind of the same vein, someone's asked, how late is too late to call in sick? I'm assuming there's never a too late.
There's never a too late. If you need to call in sick, you need to call in sick. I mean, ideally, I think that what the people say is call in as soon as you know that you're not going to be able to come in. But that, I know, that varies, and you can't really predict the future. So absolutely, you just need to call in sick when you are sick.
We've got a question here saying, as I said, we did get a lot of questions about sick leave. So someone said, should I be talking to my boss about the best way to go about calling in sick? Sometimes when I have a sniffle, but it's the morning before I start work, I feel like it's a bit late to find cover.
So that's very considerate of this person to think about cover. At the end of the day, that is your manager's responsibility. And if you're sick, you're sick, and it's on them to find cover. So, all I can say is that they should have a conversation with their employees to let you know, hey, if you are sick the night before, please let us know. Like, that's on them to communicate how they want to be communicated to, right? But I would really just stress that, and I know people care about their, ensuring that their workmates are going to be okay and that it's not too stressful, but at the end of the day, if you're sick, especially if you're sick, it's just not your responsibility to find cover. If you can easily do that, then go ahead. I think that's a nice thing to do, but it's a nice thing to do. It's not an obligation.
We've got someone, this kind of segues nicely into the next question, where someone's asked, is it my job to find my own cover when I apply for annual leave?
No. I mean, it can be a request, and I know in retail and hospitality that's something that happens a lot. That's something I experience, and you feel pressured to do so. But again, that's just a nice thing to do for your manager. It is not an obligation.
Mm-hmm.
And your annual leave shouldn't be refused because you couldn't find leave. Because at the end of the day, that's actually a manager's job. That's why they're employed, to do the roster and make sure that shifts of staff properly. So I think that's a bit of a cheeky, like generally when managers do that, they're being a bit cheeky, to be honest. They're kind of pushing their work onto the employees. Yeah.
Somebody's just texted in now. Morning, if I'm resigning, do I need to give a reason, and is it adequate to simply notify via email? Many thanks.
You absolutely don't need to give a reason. You just need to give adequate notice, and email is totally fine.
Okay, there you go. I hope that helps you, Texter. And our last question we've got is from someone who said, I'm about to become a dad. What kind of paternity leave am I entitled to? Been working at my full-time job for 3 years. First of all, congrats. That's lovely.
Yeah, that's so lovely. That's a really great question. So paternity leave was recently increased by the government. So it used to be 22 weeks of paid leave, and that's government-funded. So, but now it's 26 weeks of paid leave. So you're entitled to 26 weeks of paid leave, and then you can have up to 52 weeks on top of that of unpaid leave, and that's what you're entitled to. So yeah, parental leave is actually paid for by the government, not by employers.
Awesome. Does that count for self-employed people too? I know it sounds like this person's not self-employed, but is that the same for self-employed people? Do they get cover by the government?
Yeah. And that's why it's kind of centrally done, and it is government funded, so that I think, well, I mean, there's many reasons why it is, mostly because employers don't really want to take on the cost of that kind of thing, but for contractors and self-employed people, they also have access to that, and so it's really, and because it is centrally funded by the government, it's easy to access.
Fantastic. Well, I hope that answers your questions, Texters. Thank you so much, Justine. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
I look forward to it.
See you then.
Yeah, bye. Take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
Thank you very much.